NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Energy policy remains the hot topic of the week on the presidential campaign trail, and we're going to dig into the details of what both Barack Obama and John McCain are proposing. Senator Obama has been ripping into the oil companies and promising alternatives to gasoline. And today, Senator McCain toured a nuclear power plant and promised to build 45 more by the year 2030. We have two reports from the campaign trail. First, NPR's Don Gagne in Ohio with Obama.
Standing on a small stage set up on a basketball court at Austintown High School, it didn't take long for Senator Obama to go after Senator McCain, linking him to a pair of Washington politicians with low approval ratings.
Now, you remember that when George Bush took office, he had an energy policy. He turned to Dick Cheney. And he told Cheney, go take care of this. And Cheney proceeded to meet with the renewable energy groups once and met with the oil and gas companies 40 times. So John McCain's taken a page out of the Bush-Cheney playbook.
It's a playbook that Obama says favored big oil companies. The Democratic presidential hopeful told the crowd of more than 2,000 in the gymnasium that once in the White House, he would fund alternative and renewable fuels. He promised to meet immediately with the big three car companies to see how the federal government can help them to retool and to accelerate the production of highly energy-efficient vehicles, including plug-in hybrids that can be charged up in a few hours and then make short commutes using no gasoline at all. He noted that Ohio has lost more than 200,000 manufacturing jobs during the Bush administration and that investing in a green economy, including the manufacture of fuel-efficient cars, would mean jobs for this state. During a Q&A session with the audience, he described himself as pro-labor union, and he promised to have a labor department that will protect worker rights, including the ability to organize. That's an important pitch to blue-collar voters in this state. The senator also referred to John McCain's advertisements of the past week, ads that portray Obama as little more than a celebrity.
John McCain wants to talk about Paris Hilton and Britney Spears. That's his idea of a really relevant campaign. But I don't have time to deal with that mess. Because America's facing some serious problems.
The problem that looms largest here is the loss of jobs, and that's also true in Michigan, Indiana, and Minnesota, all states on the Democrats' itinerary this week. Don Gagne, NPR News, Ohio.
And I'm Scott Horton.